With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Off the ball.
Rugby.
I enjoy the box and I enjoy South Africa. I still love South Africa. So it doesn't sound like because I enjoy it here, I dislike what I did there. So that was the whole thing.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome along to Wednesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today with the fallout from last night's goal fest at Craven Cottage, where City held on to beat Fulham and cut the gap on Arsenal. We look ahead to tonight's games with champions Liverpool looking for a home win against Sunderland. And Barcelona go 4 points clear at the top of La Liga after a win over Atletico Madrid. But first, Erling Haaland became the fastest player to reach 100 goals in the Premier League last night. It took him 111 games, 13 matches quicker than Alan Shearer. The Norwegian got the first goal in Manchester City's 5-4 win away to Fulham. Tijani Reinders and Phil Foden put City 3-0 up before Emile Smith-Rowe pulled one back for the home side before half-time. Foden's second gave City a 4-1 lead, and Jeremy Doku's deflected shot off Sander Berge put Pep Guardiola's side into a commanding 5-1 lead. But then came the Fulham fight back. Alex Iwobi pulled one back, and substitute Samuel Chukwueze scored twice to make it a nervy finish for City, who closed the gap in leaders Arsenal down to 2 points. Speaking after the match, Haaland says that high standards are expected of being the number nine at City.
I don't want to say the words, but when you're striker for Man City, you should be delivering great numbers, and that's my job. People should criticise me if I don't. I should deliver.
Pep Guardiola said he couldn't explain the madness of the game.
I know you're going to ask what happened, and I don't have an answer. It's Premier League, right? It's the emotion, it's there. Football is the emotion. I say, why you do this, why you do that? When that's happened, it's just a question of survive. And a little bit of luck, and yeah, at the end we take it.
Guardiola then added that he was happy for his Norwegian striker.
Listen, the people up front, the striker is a question of numbers. And his numbers are no discussion, anything. So, happy for him. Happy for the team deliver him this day, you know, and yeah, continue.
That's where last night Tottenham came from behind twice to earn a 2-2 draw away to Newcastle. Bruno Guimaraes and Anthony Gordon scored the goals for Newcastle. Christian Romero got both goals for Spurs, which included an overhead kick in the 95th minute. Manager Thomas Frank praised his captain's performance.
I think that was the perfect bicycle king hit with the shin, aiming for the bottom corner. Overall a top performance defending, on the ball, coolness, calmness, duels, and then get up there and score two goals.
But the Spurs boss was frustrated with the penalty given to Newcastle when VAR stepped in to say Rodrigo Bentancur was adjudged to have fouled Dan Byrne.
For me it's never a penalty. Even speaking to some from Newcastle, don't think it's a penalty. And we need the consistency, because that a penalty, that would be given 2 times a game.
Newcastle boss Eddie Howe was disappointed his side couldn't hold out for the win.
I thought we were the dominant team, and the goal came when it came, and felt then we were in a strong position, having been relatively comfortable defensively, to then concede the 2 goals in the way that we did, in the manner that we did, is hugely disappointing, because you know we pride ourselves on being better than that defensively.
That result means Spurs are 11th, Newcastle are down in 13th, Everton are into the top half of the table thanks to their 1-0 win away to Bournemouth. Jack Grealish scored the winner. With 12 minutes to go, it continues a miserable run for the Cherries, who dropped down to 14th place. Grealish says it was a tough game.
I feel like every time you come here, no matter what team and what manager, I feel like it's always so hard, even when I was at City. Yeah, it was a difficult game, you know, a really good side, very aggressive, like on the front foot and stuff. So to get the win, yeah, it was brilliant.
Everton boss David Moyes says that Grealish has become a very important player for his side.
I think the biggest thing for Jack is he's getting plenty of game time at the moment. He's doing really well for us, whether it be assisting, whether it be goal scoring. He's had a few games where he could be a little bit better, he's been that, but he's certainly given us something. He's an important player for us, and he's helping us at Everton get better.
Liverpool boss Arne Slot says Alexander Isak and Florian Wirtz are unlikely to play 90 minutes against Sunderland tonight. Isak scored his first league goal since his record £125 million move to Anfield. Wirtz impressed in the absence of Mo Salah in Sunday's 2-0 win at West Ham. Slot says both players are just easing their way back in after injury.
It was encouraging to see Florian playing that well, but it's not the first time he played well for us. Maybe the first time other people noticed, but I've seen him playing well for us many times already. And for Alex to score his first goal is also very positive.
Sunderland boss Régis Labrisse wants his players to enjoy the experience of playing at Anfield tonight. They go into the game against the champions a point ahead of them. So Labrisse says there's no reason why they can't get a positive result.
We worked hard to have the privilege to play this kind of game. It's a great honor to be in that position, especially through a positive dynamic. So tough game, but I think we want to live this kind of experience.
Leeds boss Daniel Farke says they can beat any of the top sides in front of their own fans. They hope to end a four-match losing streak when they take on Chelsea tonight. Farke's side have only lost twice at Elland Road in the last 12 months.
We know that, especially at home, we are more than competitive and we can be dangerous for each and every team. Of course, we need top performance against the top sides. We need physically to go again over the line. If the level of energy from our supporters or inside the stadium goes through the roof, I can live with it.
Chelsea boss Enzo Maresca says he's been cautious with Cole Palmer's return from injury. The England forward was an unused sub in Sunday's draw with Arsenal. Palmer's in contention for that trip to Leeds tonight. Maresca didn't want to risk him in their weekend London derby after they had a player sent off.
Win 10 players was more complicated, you know, for Cole, because now he needs to come back in terms of also fitness condition. He's available, he can start the game. The idea with him is to start giving minutes until he can play 90 minutes.
The games at Anfield and Elland Road both kick off at 8:15. Meanwhile, Keith Andrews is convinced his Brentford side won't be pushovers for Arsenal. They travel to the Emirates Stadium looking to beat the league leaders for just the first time in 7 matches. Andrews feels his players are ready for the challenge.
It's pretty obvious it's going to be a difficult task. I think it's also a task that we need to embrace. I think we're in a really good place as a team. Our confidence should be at a place where we're confident of going to a place like that and absolutely competing to win the game. And that's where I want us to be, and that's where I feel we will be.
Meanwhile, Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta has dismissed suggestions that the game against Brentford could be a good chance to rotate.
That's an opportunity at 7:30 p.m. Everybody, 7:30 p.m. kickoff, to be at the Emirates bouncing and putting energy to win the game.
Nottingham Forest boss Sean Dyche has challenged his players to continue to hit big numbers. They saw their 5-game unbeaten run come to an end at the weekend when they lost 2-0 at home to Brighton. Forest had won 3 games in a row before that, so Dyche remains confident they can move further clear of the relegation zone ahead of their game away to bottom side Wolves tonight.
All the talk of 6 points, big games. Every game should be a big game. And I'm not just throwing it away. That, you know, my mentality as a player was like that. And I wasn't a brilliant player, but I had a good mentality to play. You know, if you play right all of the time, you find a really high, consistent level of performance. And that's what we're looking for these players to do.
As for Wolves, their manager Rob Edwards believes he's seen enough to suggest they have what it takes to survive relegation. They're 9 points adrift of safety. Wolves are yet to win in the league this season. And Edwards knows they need to change that quickly.
Every game is going to, you know, is really important now for us, the position that we're in. That's really obvious. So points are really, really important. But we've got to give ourselves the best chance of doing that. And that's with the performance. So that's the bit that we can sort of control.
Crystal Palace boss Oliver Glasner says he won't lose any sleep over the January transfer window. The Austrian feels a lack of summer investment has made it difficult to compete on both the domestic and European front. Palace are away to Burnley tonight.
I will sleep well if the club buys no player. And I will sleep well if the club buys 5 players. It's just, I think, the chance of playing a fantastic season increases if we add 1 or 2 players with the right profile in the right positions.
Burnley boss Scott Parker's confident his side can bounce back from their poor run of form. They're hoping to stop a run of 4 league defeats in a row.
We're in a world here, in the world we do, and in general world, that there is failure at times. There's disappointment and there is adversity. That's just the way it is. You need a constant default position to not worry about the what ifs. We're living in a world, and certainly what we do is the next game, and we go again.
Aston Villa manager Unai Emery says there's one area his side have to improve on if they want to become Premier League title challengers. They've only scored 16 goals this season, the fewest out of any of the teams in the top half of the table. Emery's side are away to Brighton tonight.
We need goals, and we need not only to be clinical, we need as well to create chances, to dominate matches, and through it to have more chances than the opponent. We are doing fantastic, but of course we have a lot of things to improve, and one is different ways to score goals.
All those matches there I mentioned kick off at 7:30, and if you want to keep up to date with all of tonight's action, you can listen in to Owen Sheehan and Keith Tracy from 7 o'clock on Off the Ball.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Martin O'Neill will be interim manager of Celtic for one last time tonight when they host Dundee at Parkhead. Frenchman Wilfred Nancy will take over then as the permanent replacement for Brendan Rodgers. O'Neill says it's been amazing to work with such a hard-working group of players.
They have responded. They've shown a willingness to try and implement some of the things that I think are important about the game. I couldn't praise them highly enough, but we've got one more game to go. For me, they've got big, big matches ahead. But no, the response has been terrific.
However, Celtic's relations with fans have gone from bad to worse after the club issued an indefinite ban on the Green Brigade. The Ultras group were already in the midst of a 6-match suspension, but they've seen that extended for what the club described as threatening behaviour and failure to comply with regulations, including the ban. The punishment was imposed following an incident involving police, stewards and a number of supporters, which led to the arrest of a 30-year-old man. Barcelona opened up a 4-point lead at the top of La Liga last night. The Spanish champions came from a goal down to beat Atletico Madrid 3-1 at the Camp Nou. Dani Olmo scored the second goal, but he also hurt his shoulder in the process. The match was moved forward because the teams will play in the Spanish Super Cup in January, as will Real Madrid and Athletic Bilbao. They meet in Bilbao tonight. Legendary South American football expert Tim Vickery joined Owen Sheehan on last night's football show, and with last weekend's Copa Libertadores final won by Flamengo over Brazilian rivals Palmeiras and Lima, Vickery questioned the quality of South American club football at the moment.
And I feared it was going to be attritional, but I didn't imagine that it would be so bereft of quality.
Yeah, is that just down to high stakes, nerves, the feeling that there was a lot on the line, or is there a deeper reason for that?
Well, that's obviously part of it. But also, we're victims here of just the quantity of football that is played. And it's tough in Brazil because it's a huge country. So there's lots of travelling and there's just too many games. And the Brazilian calendar is a eternal effort to try and fit 3 litres into a bottle that only holds 2. And with these two teams going toe-to-toe for the league, there has been no opportunity whatsoever to rest. And the last FIFA date, the recent FIFA date that I'm sure all of you in Ireland are remembering with a big smile on your faces, the Tuesday when that finished, many of these players, because they come from all over, lots and lots of foreigners now, mostly from other South American nations, but you get one or two, you get Saul, who didn't get on the game, you know, he didn't get on the field, who's from Spain and so on. So lots of these players on the last Tuesday of those of the FIFA dates were in action in Europe, in Mexico and the United States. Wednesday, they're in action again in a crunch game in the Brazilian league. So there's no respite. And in the end, something has to give. And Flamengo now, they hope they will clinch the league title tomorrow night. If not, they will have to clinch it on Sunday. On Wednesday, they're in Qatar for the intercontinental match against Cruz Azul of Mexico. They've got to win that, then beat Pyramids of Egypt in order to have a crack at Paris Saint-Germain on December the 17th. So it's just relentless. It's relentless. And in the end, the bill comes. And I think it came during Saturday's final.
They also talked about Lucas Paqueta's red card at the weekend for West Ham. Vickery explained that the West Ham number 10 has a history of being a hothead.
If I was Paqueta, I would make no further mention of this whatsoever. I would draw a line under it and I would move on. Paqueta is not in his name. Paqueta is an island. It's about 40-45 minute ferry ride outside Rio. It's gorgeous. There's no cars there. It's like going back to the 1930s or something. It's extraordinary. And it's just so calm. It's so calm. And you think, how on earth was someone who grew up there such an insane hothead? I mean, before all of this scandal, the previous Brazil coach took them to the last two World Cups. He told me that once he dragged Paqueta into his office and just said, for God's sake, calm down. Calm down. It's unfortunate that that advice still seems to be so necessary. I mean, one of the people trying to avoid him, stop him getting sent off was his opponent on a date, but international colleague, Alisson. Now, they're all trying to save him from himself. And on this occasion, it proved impossible to save him from himself.
And if you want to hear that chat back in full, you can do so now in your OTB Football podcast feed. Barcelona pair Claudia Pina and Vicky Lopez both scored in the second half to help Spain beat Germany 3-0 last night in the second leg of their Women's Nations League final. It helped them retain the title. It was nil all from the first leg. And Shamrock Rovers have confirmed the appointment of James O'Callaghan as the new manager of their women's team. O'Callaghan stepped down as manager of Piemont United last year after 8 years in the role. During that time, he won 3 league titles. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.